USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden Tuesday trying to explain why vaccine mandates are necessary.
I know vaccination requirements are popular for many, not even popular for those who are anxious to get them. My administration has put them in place not to control your life, but to save your life.
Arizona Republican Senate candidate Blake Masters on Newsmax after Biden's speech.
But Biden's president, and it is a complete disaster. Like a complete disaster. He's governing the country as if he's trying to destroy it.
Jurors in the manslaughter trial of Kim Potter, the former Minneapolis police officer who says she mistook her firearm for a taser and fatally shot a combative Dante Wright, are asking the judge what should they do if they can't reach a verdict. The jury is expected to return Wednesday after deliberating just over 9 hours on Tuesday. Merry Christmas week to you and your family from our family, USA Radio News.
There are many things to think about if you are buying a home or refinancing your present one.
Like, what's better, a direct lender or a mortgage broker? We like to think that a direct lender like Fellowship Home Loans is best.
As a direct lender, there is no middleman and endless requests for more documents. This could save you time and impact your terms and rates.
As a direct lender, Fellowship Home Loans can often close your loan in less than 3 weeks. Let's talk about it at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Regardless of your needs, Fellowship Home Loans wants to be your go-to source for home loans. Talk to a person, not a machine, at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Home is actually our middle name, Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
A Saudi national on the terrorist watch list has been apprehended trying to sneak into the United States at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Border Patrol agents in Yuma, Arizona, apprehended an illegal immigrant who allegedly has ties to terrorist groups. New York Republican Congresswoman Claudia Tenney reacts to the arrest on Fox Business.
We have heard, and it's been reported, that there are all kinds of people on the terror watch list coming across, and here's one who is impersonating a volunteer ambulance worker who's caught at the border, and that's how he gets across. And this is how simple and how easy it is.
Border agents previously arrested two Yemeni men who were on the U.S. terrorism watch list as they tried to cross into California from Mexico. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Border guru Vice President Kamala Harris has offered no leadership this week to the continuing crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I got to straighten out this closet. One side.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As President Biden continues to discount Americans choosing not to be vaccinated for whatever reasons, Texas Congressman Republican Dan Crenshaw tells Fox News, the more the federal government demands anything, the more pushback they will receive.
There continues to be this demonization of the unvaccinated, and this is counterproductive. This is not helpful. Look, one of the elements of a workforce shortage in our hospitals is the fact that they've been firing people who don't want to get the vaccine. Maybe they've had COVID before. They just don't want it. Right? These aren't completely irrational people. They've been living with this risk for a long time now. They've been treating patients, and for whatever personal reason, they didn't want to do it. Okay, the way to get people to comply is not forced mandates. You know, in that speech, he also celebrated the Sixth Circuit win that they had for the vaccine mandate. Now, this needs to go up to the Supreme Court and get shot down. I think we all agree with that.
The city of Chicago, Illinois, has become so dangerous, Mayor Lori Lightfoot is pleading for federal help with gun violence in the Windy City.
I have formally asked the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, to, with all deliberate haste, detail ATF agents to Chicago for 6 months so that we can increase the number of gun investigations and seizures in Chicago. The federal government remains uniquely qualified to help cities like Chicago address the scourge of gun violence.
It should be noted, Mayor Lori Lightfoot championed cutting $80 million from their police budget 1 year ago. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.